than alive. I torch the fields again and kill an honest man. Now I understand Mother Nature. Watch me running headfirst into the thorns. It's like the lights are off, but somebody's home. I'm like that tourniquet round the sun. Turn up seven reds into neon. You see the difference when it's done. And I understand your hesitation. Come take a walk with me down Billionaire's Road. Trying to keep our balance over zero. We are like a fairy tale for the rest of our lives. Throwing the trash away one more time. Holding on to love like a stone. Melting down today for tomorrow.
Coming up off the heart. No, it's turbulent from the start. But I understand it's not your nature. But you need a friend to take you home. You gotta begin again.
Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep. We're constantly told to get 8 hours, but is that really the magic number? Did you know that throughout the night, your body cycles through periods of light sleep and very deep sleep? Most people's sleep cycles tend to last 90 minutes, so if you aim for 8 hours, your alarm is likely to go off just as you're diving into deeper sleep. Try aiming for 7.5 hours of sleep and see how you feel in the morning. If you feel great, you probably nailed it and found your sleep cycle. If you don't feel perfect just yet, test out an 85 or 95 minute sleep cycle instead. Not only will you feel great in the mornings once you discover your magic number, you'll also add about 30 minutes of valuable time to your day.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to WMUC-FM College Park. This is Slideways Radio, and I am Ben Mahood, joined here by a special guest today for the first time this semester. You know him, you love him. He's been on the show for some themed episodes before, and he's back today for our Power Pop episode. The Flower Man, Owen Kozer. Your mic is on, yeah. Speak up a little bit.
Alex Chilton fan for tournament.
More. Speak up more.
Can't hear because you won't plug my headphones in.
All right, wait. Go now. Can you hear? No. Just speak. Technical difficulties. We're back, though. Okay, you're good. You're on. Introduce yourself.
All that power pop took all the power out of these.
The power straight out of the...
these gadgets and gizmos in the studio.
All right, we're going to figure out this mic situation, but you're going to hear some songs first. And we've got songs from both of us here on this playlist today. You're going to hear Letter from an Occupant by the New Pornographers, then Sorry Somehow, Husker Du, and after that, It's a Shame About Ray, The Lemonheads.
You told me Take me to the cleaners, baby.
Back here on this beautiful day, the birds are chirping. You can hear it through the headset. I can hear it myself. Kozer, do you hear the birds?
I hear the birds. They're chirping for more power pop.
The birds chirp for more power pop. And we're going to deliver. Sold You an Alibi, Super Drag, Monday, Wilco, Ain't That Nothing, Television, right here, Slideways Radio. Enjoy.
Turnpike, let me buy.
Ladies and gentlemen, listeners of Slideways Radio, if you could tell me what is the difference between qualitative research and quantitative research in environmental science?
You know who knows the difference.
You know.
You got it.
Nah, you got it.
Bro, you know who knows the difference between qualitative and quantitative research?
Who is it?
It's my mom.
Game of Pricks, guided by voices, Barbara H., Fountains of Wayne, Hey Jealousy by the Gin Blossoms. The greatest pop song ever? Would I be speaking out of turn to say that?
How does this affect the Replacements?
How does this reflect? Do we have Replacements on here? Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Little Mascara coming up later, but for now. We'll be right back.
crash here tonight. You can see I'm no sheep for driving. And anyway, I've got no place to go. Yet you know it might not be that bad. You were the best I'd ever had. If I hadn't blown the whole thing years ago, I might not be alone. Tomorrow we could drive around this town and let the cops chase us around. The past is gone, but something might be found to take its place. Hey, jealousy. Hey, jealousy. Jealousy. You can trust me not to think and not to sleep around. And if you don't expect too much from me, you might not be let down. Cause all I really want is to be with you, feel like I matter too. And if I hadn't blown the whole thing years ago, I might be here with you. Tomorrow we could drive around this town and let the cops chase us around. The past is gone, something might be found to take its place. Hey, jealousy.
Hold on, I'm gonna read that. This is something I've some resource I've found, some biographical account of Neil Young, writing the lyrics to Cortez the Killer, which me and Coz are in agreement, one of the greatest songs ever written. Here it is. The lyrics to Cortez the Killer were first written in high school, according to a story Young told the audience in 1996. One night, I stayed up too late when I was going to high school. I ate like 6 hamburgers or something. I felt terrible, very bad. And in the morning, I woke up and I'd written this song.
And well, that sounds like a regular show episode.
Another comment to that is, he wrote Down by the River, Cowgirl in the Sand, and Cinnamon Girl all in one day in bed with the flu. The machine that is Neil Young. But we don't have any Neil Young to play for you guys today. We've got more Fountains of Wayne, The Girl I Can't Forget, some Jeff Rosenstock, I Did Something Weird Last Night, and then Big Star in the Street.
To an Irish bar where I drank some beer in a plastic cup till I had some trouble standing up. And then she drove downtown to a strobeless face
watching the ceiling spin. The next evening when my friends walked in, and when I asked them if they knew where I'd been, they didn't speak at first, they only grinned. You see, I'm not the type to get in fights, but that might not have been the case last night, because they heard that I had a word or two with the man who asked, is she with you? And if I took it the wrong way, I guess that's not for me to say, though it seems I may have slipped up when I offered him some grooming tips, but at least that helps explain the cuts and bruises on my head from the night I can't remember with a girl I can't forget. It said pick me up at 8:45 and we can give it one more try. And now that I'm with her, the whole thing seems a bit absurd, though she never fails to tell the tale of the time she had to post my bail. But for giving me a second chance, I'm forever in her debt. Since the night I can't remember, girl, I won't ever forget.
I hope that we're gonna save.
Some very tasteful big star there in the street with enough cowbell for you, me, Kozer.
And but now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
The Mats. The Mats are coming up here. This is going to be our second to last song, Little Mascara by The Replacements, off of Tim, Greatest Band Ever.
Album?
Best album?
Best album of all time.
That's, you think so? That's time. That's theirs?
Yeah. It's raw because it still had Bill Stinson and
yeah.
Dude, Replacements.
Those mixes are better.
Yeah, honestly, I think Pleased to Meet Me was just a little too soft around the edges.
Pleased to Meet Me is a little less produced, but I'm more of a the other one.
What's that one?
Oh,
the blue one. Why can't I remember the name?
It's Let It Be.
Let It Be. Yeah, that's a bad name for that album.
Well, dude, you know they just copied the Beatles.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, but it should not be called that. They're so awesome. And that the Mats is because some like critics used to call them the Placemats.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to like make fun of their name.
I don't know. Alex Chilton does play guitar on Pleased to Meet Me, though. So.
The best band ever, Little Mascara by The Replacements.
Long gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, that unfortunately brings us to our final song of the day here on the Power Pop edition of Slideways Radio. You're going to hear Don't Do Me Like That, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. This is an addition to the playlist by Owen Kozer, who it was a pleasure to have on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Ben.
He'll be back soon. But I just hope everyone out there has a good weekend. And remember, always keep your stick on the ice. I will be back here next week, Thursday at noon, for more Slideways Radio. Enjoy this last song from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
You love.